USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening the Senate on Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says Democrats are hurting the most vulnerable people in the United States as the coronavirus outbreak continues.
It does struggling families and laid-off workers and stressed-out school principals and healthcare professionals a disservice.
The Senate is in session on Tuesday, but not the House. The Big Ten is the first Power Five conference to postpone its fall sports schedule, affecting all men and women's teams, including football. Congressman Anthony Gonzalez, former Ohio State and NFL receiver, says this is a bad idea.
So my argument would be that inside of that college football system, the support system is so incredible that I believe that gives them the best chance of avoiding the virus, but
right,
also overcoming it should they contract.
Gonzalez speaking there on Fox News, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In Illinois, Cook County State Attorney Kim Fox is being criticized for not prosecuting other looters earlier this summer who were arrested during protests sparked by the death of George Floyd. Police Superintendent David Brown saying the looters are emboldened since there were no consequences, while Mayor Lightfoot said looters need to be held accountable and not cycled through the system. This has former Chicago cop Anthony Napolitano saying Fox needs to go.
It's time to step up. I think Chicagoans woke up on Monday and drew a line in the sand and said, you're either on the side of good or you're on the side of evil. And if the state's attorney can't do it, she's got to step down.
Speculation about Joe Biden's running mate is getting hotter. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee is expected to make that VP pick soon. In fact, Biden surrogate and Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti telling Fox News that move could come within the next few hours. Garcetti also saying the news will be electrifying. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Facebook is rolling out a new policy that will prevent U.S. news publishers with direct, meaningful ties to political groups from claiming the news exemption within its political ads authorization process. Since the 2016 election, reporters and researchers have uncovered over 1,200 instances in which political groups used websites designed as local news outlets to push their point of view on Americans. Many of these sites leveraging social media advertising, such as Facebook and Twitter, to boost their content. And finally, former Vermont Governor and Democratic National Committee Chair Howard Dean endorsed the Chinese government's sanctions against Republican senators and called for their expulsion from the United States. Dean, in a tweet supporting Beijing's decision to impose economic sanctions on 11 U.S. senators and human rights activists, including Republican senators Josh Hawley of Missouri and Marco Rubio of Florida. Dean tweeting, "We'd like to sanction them too. Can we send them to Beijing permanently?" Dean, of course, remembered for this campaign moment in Iowa back in 2004.
We're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House. Yeah!
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.